Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, rejoice and be glad in it. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm so glad he did. Aren't you glad he spared us another day, another minute, another hour? He didn't have to do it, but he did. We thank him on today. We're going to talk about alcoholism. I'm telling you, so much going on in this nation that has tried to defile this nation, to try to take this nation down. Every time you turn around, it's, you know, people getting behind the wheel, drunk driving, you know, alcoholic, you know, in America, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. I just saw the other day where somebody made some type of banana pudding, some kind of drink they doing, call it banana pudding bootlegger drink or something. I said, what in the world? I ain't never heard that one before. I'm telling you, so much you hear and see that makes you want to address things. Trying to tell people to get back to your Bible, get back in the Word of God. Come on, this nation need to repent. Repent, America, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus could come at any moment, y'all. Will you be ready? Will you run and had to move things and, you know, get rid of your bottle or hide, try to hide? You can't hide from God. He's so big, you can't go over him. So wide, you can't go around him. You got to come through the door. You must come through the door. Oh, yes. As I said, we're going to talk a little bit about alcoholism because it seemed to be one of the most biggest drug problems in America is alcoholism. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ezekiel, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, we pray for those that are battling any type of addiction in their body, soul, and mind. In this last hour, we plead the blood of Jesus. Pray that you put that bottle down. We pray that you put those drugs down. Whatever's trying to drive you to your destruction, we plead the blood of Jesus over you today. Pray for that young man, that young girl, that oh, we just pray for our children. Oh, God, those that are battling addictions. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over your mother, your father, sister, and brother. Whoever the enemy is using, we plead the blood of Jesus over you on today. Lord, I pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Help me to make a difference in somebody's life on today. In Jesus' name, we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Well, like I said, this seemed to be one of the biggest drug problems in America is alcohol. I mean, people getting behind the wheel. I was looking at a video yesterday, and a young man, he was hollering at this lady because she was riding on the wrong side of the street. Drunk, I'm telling you. So you see so much stuff and you try to address everything because you don't never know what a person is, you know, having a problem in what area. So you try to hit all areas. And that's why I said the Bible, everything you want to know, for whatever problem you got, God's word is in there to solve it. There's nothing too big or nothing too small. No sin too great and no sin too small. He will save you from your sin on today. You may say, well, I don't drink and I don't smoke, so where are you going to talk about that? Where there's somebody that's battling these things. You may not be battling it, but somebody is. So we're to help who in whatever way you can to show people and point people to Jesus. It's all about pointing people to Jesus. Okay? Well, Ezekiel 23. 23:33 says, Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with a cup of anguish and desolation. The Bible is saying here, alcohol brings sorrow and desolation. Sorrow. It do. It's a lot of people that done, you know, been in accidents and they didn't even die, but the person that they hit lost their whole family. You know, this alcohol brings sorrow and desolation. Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with a cup of anguishment and desolation. That's Ezekiel 23:33. Job 1:5 said, alcohol causes, you know, us to weep and howl. The word of God said, awaken, ye drunkard, and weep and howl, all ye drunkards of wine. I mean, wake up. Wake up. Can't you see what it's doing to you? Wake up. You're unsober when you drink. You can't think straight. You can't function right when you're drunk. You're not clear conscious. Your conscience is not clear. Can't think. And alcohol is a reflection of your vision. You can't see. Cause you to stumble around and you become filthy. Yeah. Isaiah 28:7 said, but they also have erred through wine and through strong drinks, and out of the way they err in the vision. They stumble in judgment. See, you can't see. You stumble. The room be spinning around. I know, and I used to drink. Room spinning around, you throwing up. And it's, I don't know about you, but I would make promises to the Lord. If you just let me get over this, I ain't going to do it no more. And you know what I did? Right back drinking again. Because, see, you can't do it on your own. I needed a greater power. I needed the Holy Spirit. I needed God's power to rescue me from that. To rescue me. He did. And also, when I looked up, you know, it said alcohol is a serious disease. It said national statistics tells us that that about 60,000 deaths that will occur in a year as a result of alcohol. It said 1/3 would be caused by teenage drivers under the influence of alcohol, y'all. Alcohol, it's not good for you. You can't think. You can't function right. It don't take away your problem. You be like, well, maybe I just drink it away. You know, and you wake right back up. It's still there. It's not the solution. It's not the answer to your problem. Jesus is the only answer to your problem. He's the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is still the way, y'all. He's still the answer. He's still our only hope. He's still our only help. It's in Jesus. Job 12:25, or was it 23? Let's see. I think it said Job 12:25, I think. It's alcohol makes you lose your sense of balance. Right here it says, thy grouping in the dark without light, and has made them to stagger like a drunk man. That's what I'm saying. You can't stand up straight. You can't function right. That's why when the police pull you over, you do an alcohol test. You know? They say, walk that line. And a lot of people can't. You can't walk no straight line when you're intoxicated. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 5, is that 5 or 3? 3 and 11? I can't really see that. I think it's a 5. It's either 5 or 3, y'all. 11. God cautions us not to keep company with drunkenness, with drunkards, y'all. Come on now. It say, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or a covenant or adulterer or a reigner or a drunkard or extortioner, with such one know not to eat. In other words, they don't have company with them. Know not to eat with them. Don't do it. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 and 10. Alcohol is one of the sins that it continues, will cause you not to inherit the eternal life with Christ, y'all. Why you say that? Because the Bible says so in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Say, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor idolatry, nor effeminate, nor abusers of them with mankind, nor theft, nor covenant, nor drunkard, nor reviler, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Deuteronomy 21 and 20. Alcohol caused you to be stubborn and rebellious and disobey and disobedient too, y'all. It does? Yes, it does. Deuteronomy 21 and 20 say, this our sons is stubborn and rebellion. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunk. That's the Bible. See, the Bible got a word for everything, y'all. Everything we do, the Bible got a word for it. Isaiah 5 and 22 and 23 says, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drinks, which justifies the wicked. They didn't say the righteous, they said the wicked, for his reward, and taking away the righteous of his unrighteousness from him. They take away when you're doing the right thing. Takes away. God adds, he don't take away. The devil takes away. Alcohol causes you to stumble around in your own vomit, y'all. People be throwing up, they don't even realize what they doing. Got all that stuff all over you. According to Isaiah 19 and 14, alcohol deceives. And this is what it said. It said, wine is a mocker, and strong drink is a rage, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Did I say that? No, I didn't. The Bible said you're not wise when you do that. When you drink, say you're not wise. When you're not wise, another word people would say is somebody being stupid, right? When you're not wise, you're not being smart. You're being dumb, you know? Devil had you doing dumb things, had you doing wrong things. He has us all doing those things until we come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's why we're trying to give you the truth. The truth is God's word. That's the only thing that changes you, the God's truth, his word. Not my word, not your truth, and you know they got that saying, your truth, my truth, and all that. We ain't got none of that. God's word is the only truth that we need to stand on and stand by. The Bible talks about alcohol, you know, causes riots too, you know. causes riot. You know, alcohol will make you go into poverty. You're broke. You won't have nowhere to live. You know, some people turn alcohol and they ain't got nowhere to live. They ain't got no food. They ain't got no... Come on. It'll put you in a place or a state that you don't want to be in. And the Bible got a word for that. Proverbs 23:20-21. Be not among wine bebblers, among riots, eating of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rage. Isn't that something? And Proverbs 23:29-32 said, let us know about alcohol too. It say, you know, alcohol causes a sorrow. And babbling, you know, people babble off at the mouth, say a lot of things you can't say when you're sober. Devil just be, then you babble off, just running off at the mouth, saying things you ought not to say and doing things you ought not to do. Well, he really just had you acting up, your eyes all red, you know. Oh my God. Now the Bible says in Proverbs 23:29-32, it said, who has woe, who has sorrow, who has contention, who has babbling, who has wound without cause, who has redness of eyes, they that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it gives us its color in the cup, when it moves itself already aright, at the last it bitters like a, it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder, which means a snake. Mm-hmm. Read that latter part. It said, look not upon the wine when it is red, and when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder, which is still a snake. Now I got three more chapters here, and then we'll be closing. It says, be sober. This is God's advice for you. 1 Peter 5:8. It said, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, who is that? The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. What's the vow? Meaning to destroy you. But God's advice for every person is Titus 2:6. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. Come on, be sober-minded today. Come on, be sober-minded. This God has the answer for you. He said, be sober-minded. Psalms 107:27-28. This is the end results of, you know, or somebody drinking alcohol. As it come to their wits' end. To their wits' end. You ever heard somebody say, I just came to my wits' end. I just couldn't do it no longer. It say, they read to and fro, and they stagger like a drunk man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. I thank God for this word, because the young man that I was talking to, I told you him and his son came by on yesterday. He told me, he said, I don't drink no more. And I don't smoke. And to God be the glory. I thank God for that. Thank God for the young man being able to, you know, that God was able to change him. He allowed God to change him. Because see, except you allow God, he gives everybody free will, free choice. Yeah, he ain't gonna make you stop drinking. He ain't gonna make you stop smoking. He ain't gonna make you stop doing anything that's displeasing in his sight. He gave you free will, but he gave you his word. That if you will abide in his word and his word abide in you, it will lead you and guide you into all truth. So we here at the Ready Church just want to share truth with you. God's word is truth. It's a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. The Bible said there's many on that wide road of destruction. Y'all ever heard of a place called Broadway? Yeah, that's here. Yeah. That's that broad road. It's got a lot of people on the broad road. Many on that broad path. But the word of God said, few be. Few means not a lot. Just a little small group. You know? On that straight and narrow path. Come on, if you're not on that straight and narrow path today, you can get on that straight and narrow path. God's word will guide you and lead you. We thank you for your word on tonight, God. Minister to us in a special way. We pray for those that are battling alcohol, drugs, any addiction on today, sexual addiction, overeating addiction, whatever your addiction is. We pray on today that you would let God minister to you in a special way. And you would turn it over to Jesus. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. I don't care how long you've been drinking. It doesn't matter. You might say, well, I've been drinking a long time. Or I've been doing drugs a long time. It don't matter. Today is the day. The day of salvation. Whatever day you allow him to come into your heart, today is the day. And you don't have to say, well, I can't keep myself from, I'm scared I might not be able to stay with the Lord. Well, the word of God said he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, and how you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, keep him facing the word of God, he will keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee because you trust him. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. Let the addiction go. And let Christ come in and have his way in your life on today. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you, Ready Church.
For you. never fails.
I know the plan
I have for you.
I have for you.
I know the plan
I have for you, declares the Lord.
The Lord plans to prosper you.
These are the plans. These are the plans. These are the plans I have for you. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Tell me, why should my heart be so lonely and long for heaven and a home? When Jesus is my portion, a very constant friend is he. Well, if his eye is on the sparrow, then I know he watches me. If his eye is on that little sparrow, then I know he watches me. He said, I have plans to prosper you. Plans never, never to harm you. These are the plans. These are the plans.